أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم، إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. In ayat yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon us to celebrate the glory and the purity of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the ayats that we recited today and the ayats that will continue, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference 6 times to His signs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness. Amongst these, the very first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. From amongst His signs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that He created you, O insan, مِنْ تُرَاب, from earth, from sand. And this is reference to the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. If you look at all the various components of the earth, one is sand, water, air, wind, etc., we will find that sand is that component that does not move on itself. It can be moved only when someone else will move it or wind will move it. So totally something that is totally ridiculed. From that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Thumma idha antum basharun tantashirun. And then suddenly you became a human being, O insan, and then you were scattered throughout the entire world. From one Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa, and from there we find the entire mankind, billions and billions of people have come onto this earth, billions reside on this earth, and billions will continue till Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. So can we not see this very great sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all of it originated from earth, all of it originated from sand. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah says that from amongst His signs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created for you, from you, azwajan, spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may dwell with them in tranquility, in peace. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of Hazrat Hawa, and then after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks generally that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created man and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created woman. If you look at it, it was one nutfa, it was one drop of water that was totally impure. From that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the male and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the female. If you look at the differences between male and female, not only the physical appearance, the biological differences, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created man and woman differently. Emotions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put differently in woman. Emotions in man, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put differently. The duties and functions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept separate. All that from one nutfa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. One sperm, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used. And look at the two different creations of Allah, two different humans that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So that is a very great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very briefly after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about why Allah ta'ala created spouses, Allah created husbands and wives, so that when they come into nikah, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, you, O insan, will dwell with her in a state of peace, in a state of comfort, in a space, in a state of tranquility. The ulama have written, obviously, it is not only a book of rules and laws that is going to create this. It is far more and far beyond that. On the one hand, from the Shariat part, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called upon us to have taqwa, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we will be able to fulfill rights of the other spouse. And both the spouses, husband and wife, both should have this quality and the degree of taqwa. But that also is not sufficient. where man may have taqwa, so he will just carry on fulfilling the rights of his wife. She will have taqwa, she will continue fulfilling the rights of the husband. That also is not enough. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created two additional factors. One is love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart of the husband for the wife, and in the wife's heart for the husband. So in this way, now when that fulfillment of rights come about, it is done not only with taqwa, but it is done with a degree of love and compassion that now bonds and binds the two together. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa rahma, and mercy. In the initial part of marriage, it is more love, and then in the latter part of the marriage, it is more compassion. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cemented the bond between husband and wife. And aren't these great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly in these as many signs, liqawmin yatafakkarun. For people and the community that think and they ponder about this great miraculous creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From amongst His signs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creations of this creation of the skies and the earth. That we know, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command and hukum of kun, a command of be, and it all became into being. So that was also a miraculous and great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so comfortable for insan. The sky we see above us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, does not require any repairs. It does not require any form of maintenance. Look at how it stands, and it shows us the kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But together with that, Allah says, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. From one Adam alayhi salam, from one Hawa, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create? Different communities, different tribes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. That your tongues, your languages have a variety. The thousands and thousands of languages throughout the world, and if we look at it, all had come from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then of course we will find, like if we just take England, the UK, we will find one language, English, but different dialects, different accents. All this is a great sign and the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa alwanikum. And then we will find the complexions of man throughout the different world, throughout the world, in the different continents are different. And that also indicates the greatness and the kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Certainly in that are many signs lil alimin, for those who have knowledge, for those who can ponder and think about this. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that these are the very great ni'mats, the very great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't just walk on the earth and not appreciate this great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to think about it. We need to ponder. And thinking and pondering will gain us closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because then we will realize the kudrat and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.